The Bones of You by Debbie Howells, read by Jenny Funnell and Charlie Sanderson. Stars are the souls of dead poets, but to become a star, you have to die. Van Gogh.
Rosie. August. It's true what they say about when you die. In the final terrible seconds of my life, 18 years flashed before my eyes. It's when I understand the difference between life and death. It's time. Did you know it takes 0.0045 seconds for an input to reach the brain and a further 0.002 for a reaction to happen? How long it takes to gasp with shock? How long from when the knife first grips into me before the agony starts? That seconds can stretch into eternity. I feel myself leave my body, breaking free of the invisible threads that join me to it, until I'm floating, looking down at the blood, a thick, dark pool seeping under the leaves, into the earth. And though my brain is starved of oxygen, flooded with endorphins, I'm hanging on, waiting, for an unknown something. And then it starts. In freeze frames. Moments of time caught like small plastic snow globes without the snow. I see my parents. Too young to be my parents. But I know my mother's fair hair and the smile that doesn't reach her eyes. My father's firm hand pressed on her shoulder. They're holding a baby in front of a small red brick house I don't recognize. It fades and blurs into another, then another. Then, when I'm 5 years old, my pictures become motion pictures, and I'm in them, living, hoping, dreaming, all over again. Only this time, it's different. The wonderful childhood I had, the toys, far-flung holidays, the TV in my bedroom I was so proud of, all still there, only shattered into a million pieces, blood-stained, dust-covered, shrouded in inky blackness. Then the voices start, the secrets no one must ever know, that aren't secrets anymore because I can hear them. The face that was always watching me, that knows the truth. I'm looking at the movie of my life.
Chapter 1. August. I put down the phone and just stand there, completely still. Mum? What is it? Everything in this house is Grace's business. At 18, she's allowed secrets, but no one else. When I don't reply instantly, it's not good enough. Mother? Who were you talking to? Sorry. You know those moments when your head is bursting with too many thoughts to form the words? My eyes fix blankly on something. A spot on the wall. An empty mug. Not seeing them. That was Joe. Something really odd's happened. Rosie's gone missing. Living at opposite ends of a small village, with daughters at the same school, Joe and I belong to a group of mothers who meet now and then. I know that she's married to Neil, a renowned journalist, whose handsome face I've seen looking out of our TV screen more times than I've actually met him, reporting from the middle of war zones. That they have two daughters, drive new cars, her black Range Rover and Neil's BMW X5, and live in this big, architect-designed house that I've only been inside once or twice. It's a friendship that extends to the occasional coffee or gossipy lunch, but it's Rosie to whom I've found myself drawn. They're the same age, Grace and Rosie. A-levels behind them, the start of hard-won uni places a few short weeks away. But the similarities end there. Quieter than Grace's crowd, I know Rosie as the shy girl who shares my love of horses.